We are now in Siman Shin Samach Vav, and we are up to Siv Beis. That's what we will be doing. We learned the halach of Eruvei Chatzeris, that if you have several batim that are open to a chatzer, you cannot carry from bayis labayis, from bayis to chatzer, chatzer labayis. The reason being that people view it as if you're carrying mershus l'shus, and if that'll be mutter, they'll think there's no isser of carrying mershus l'shus on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Yoshvei Oholim Osukis. People live in tents or huts. O machne shikifu machitza. Or you're talking about a camps. These people are camped out together, and they're surrounded by a machitza. A metaltlin me ol o ol achia arvu kulam. You cannot carry from one tent to another unless they made an erev. Avol shayora shikifu machitza. A caravan. What's the difference between a shayora and a machne? Pashit pshat, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is a machne means they're camped out there for good. It means that's where they're living, at least for the time being. A shayara is traveling. Every time they set up their tents, it's temporary so that they can go to sleep. But they're really traveling. They're not living there. So again, when you're dealing with a caravan, a group of people that are traveling together, there we say that there's no kviyas whatsoever. Whereas if you're talking about people that are living, even temporarily, they're living in huts, that's considered like they're living there. So shayara shikifur mechitza ain't srichon la'arev. Chazal said that since they're traveling, they're not kavu anywhere, they're not chayiv in erev. L'fisha kulam mu'uravim, vein osam olim kvuim lehem. Because really, they're all one. They're all one group of people traveling together. The separation, the fact that they then go and sleep in different tents, that's all practical and temporary. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that he brings down that the gra holds that it's the other way around. In a machne, you don't need an erev, and a shayara, you do need an erev. What's a machne from ten tens and up? Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that what it really counts on, what really depends on, is whether they're kavua, this is where they're staying, or they're just sleeping there overnight and then moving on. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah brings is that if it's a camp of going to war, Chazal pater the Anshei HaMelchama from Eruvei Chatzeris. Says the Ramah now, Haga, Batim Shebisfina, Tzrichin Erev. What happens if you have apartments in a boat? They need an Erev. Afal pi sheyesh l'sfina mechitzis, even though the Sfina has kosher mechitzis, they're 10 tefachim high. Nevertheless, the halach is the different rooms need Erev, because you have separate rooms, and then you have the public, the public part where everyone's allowed to walk. Dim ein l'sfina mechitzis. What if the boat doesn't have mechitzis? Aser l'tafla b'sfina rak b'dalar amas. You can only carry in dalar amas. Now, what happens if you have a boat that has walls that are high and they didn't make an erev? The halacha is that you are allowed to carry in the boat, but not in the rooms. And without a mechitza, the whole boat is considered a kamalis, and while you can't carry on it, you can carry from it to the yam and from the yam from it.